Hi, my name is Matt Heatiel, and I'm from Troop 1 Acton Boy Scouts. Troop 1 Acton was formed in 1916 and is currently one of the oldest troops in the area. We have 53 scouts ages 11 through 17 and have also had 7 Eagle Scouts this past year. St. Matthew's is incredibly generous in allowing us to hold our Wednesday meetings there and also store all our gear in the church. We are extremely grateful for your generosity, and on behalf of all scouts, we thank you.
Haggard Sisters is a Christian domestic violence organization that St. Matthew's has partnered with for 8 years. This fall, they have begun virtual support group services online. This is a new way of providing education, healing, and loving support to women who have experienced abuse. During the COVID pandemic, calls to DV service providers have increased significantly. Please support Haggard Sisters, whose mission is to end the cycle of abuse through the transforming power of God.
Hi, St. Matthew's UMC. I hope you're all doing great and keeping safe. Your missionary in Nicaragua has been keeping busy responding to the coronavirus pandemic, helping AMC secure personal protective equipment to keep health workers safe in communities and clinics, and ongoing projects in clean water, food security, and dental health. Health needs have not gone away just because there is a pandemic. Your support through the events is making a difference. Dios los bendiga, God bless you, and please wear a mask.
Everyone deserves to be treated humanely. Immigrants are our neighbors and contribute to our community. St. Matthew's immigration team illuminates the issues surrounding immigrants. We've held a total of 11 seminars, mostly Saturday morning breakfast, and have covered a variety of vital immigration topics. The seminars have attracted community from St. Matthew's and beyond. A big highlight was an afternoon of immigrant storytelling, which included some of our members from St. Matthew's.
Concord Prison Outreach is a community-based program that involves hundreds of individuals and close to 40 faith-based organizations. At Christmas time, they promote a holiday gift bag project in which they give each inmate a gift bag containing toiletries, socks, writing paper, and a handmade holiday card. This year, the gift bags will be assembled at St. Matthew's. The CPO is also launching a backpack program for inmates who are being released.
Since Boston shared that work began 16 years ago, St. Matthew's has supported our work with the homeless and poor in Boston. We have paid for 4,484 IDs and helped with over 450 families with their moving expenses. In September, St. Matthew's supported our virtual spaghetti supper by contributing over $9,000.
Justice for Our Neighbors, JFON, is a United Methodist immigration ministry that provides pro bono legal aid services to undocumented immigrants seeking a path to legal residency. St. Matthew's actively supports monthly JFON clinics in Lowell and Lawrence that specifically aid undocumented children, many of whom arrive here unaccompanied and alone. The delicious meals we supplied on clinic nights have helped everyone, volunteers and clients alike, feel welcomed and loved, and our financial support has been invaluable.
Hi, everybody. I'm Randall Warniers. I represent Acton Networkers, which since 2002 has met nearly every Friday morning at Campbell Hall. The purpose of Acton Networkers is to help job seekers and people in career transition find their next position in an environment of mutual support and helpful information. We're extremely grateful to St. Matthew's for the use of Campbell Hall. Over 2,700 people have passed through our organization. Thanks.
Everyone deserves enough food, but today more and more families depend on food pantries, and those pantries depend on us. As we've been doing for years, let's keep on filling the grocery cart in St. Matthew's lobby with healthy, new, shelf-stable food. We'll bring the food to one of our local food pantries who will make sure it goes to a family in need. So remember, First Sunday is Food Sunday.
A grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done.
Thank you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you.